want to open up our Bibles to the book of Hebrews. Yes, and when you get Hebrews, the 8th chapter, please stand to your feet. And I want you to get Hebrews, the 10th chapter as well, the first verse, and just keep your finger in there. No peeking. Amen. So some of our problems are going ahead of the preacher. Amen. Hebrews, the 8th chapter, starting at verse number 1. It says, Now the things which we have spoken, this is the sum or the answer. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and the shadow of heavenly things. As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shewed to thee in the mount. Amen. And then we're going to go over to Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse number 1. It says, for the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually to make the comers thereunto perfect. Amen. Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this word. We thank you for your word, O God. And Lord, we just ask you, Lord God, that you would just meet us here. Help me to speak under the inspiration, under your spirit. And Father, I ask for wisdom and understanding concerning what you want to declare to the people of God today through my lips. And O God, I thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I didn't even read the sixth verse in Hebrews 8, but I'm going to read it now. And that's just what I want to derive a theme or message from. It says, but now he have obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better. Let me hear you say better. Better promises. Amen. For the word of the Lord today is the Lord. He told me to tell you that there are better days ahead. There are better days ahead. I'm asking that you would look at somebody and say, there are better days ahead. Amen. If you believe that, clap those hands. Hallelujah. There are better days ahead. A couple of weeks ago, a little bit longer than that, we had the big superstorm. And tore up a lot of things in its path. A lot of lights were out for a long period of time. And it was just aggravating. Because there was electricity that was out in some places for a longer period of time. And that particular storm just destroyed certain places of New Jersey and caused a lot of pain and suffering and a lot of frustration. And we saw in the gas lines how people were just fighting over gas, and I heard that people were even taking gas out of people's gas tanks, all kind of craziness because of that particular storm that came through New Jersey. And I get a picture of, even in our lives, we go through storms and tribulations and things of that sort, and it causes us to get frustrated. It causes us to wonder sometimes if you're not strong in faith, is God on our side? It causes us to get discouraged, and it causes people to get into a rut mentally as well as spiritually. And when you're in a rut mentally, you're going to be controlled, or you're going to be influenced by the thoughts of your mind. Then after that, you're going to be controlled by the way you feel. And then you're going to get depressed. So, Pastor, what does this message have to do with what you're talking about today? Well, a lot of us as Christians, and a lot of cases unbelievers, have gone through things in their life that literally seems like it destroyed them. Destroyed them to the fact where they have lost hope. Seems like they have lost any belief in anything or can't even trust anybody. And what we have to know as a believer, that we have hope in somebody that can turn that situation around. And we look at the superstorm, Sandy. I said Katrina, whoa. Well, and Katrina too, destroyed up a lot of different things, and people seem like they lost hope. They thought, or they feel like there's no coming back from that. And what I want to tell you today is that when you got the Lord Jesus Christ working in your favor, he is the master renovator. He can take a situation and turn the situation upside down, inside out, and make it look brand new again. We see these people that buy houses, that's $100,000, or some cases $80,000, $60,000, and the plumbing is all messed up and the house is all messed up. But what they do is they go in there and renovate the whole place and make it more valuable to what it was than it was in its first condition. So, Pastor, what is this all about today? There are going to be better days ahead. How many of us want something better? Amen. Oh, some of us don't sound like we convinced. How many of us in here want something better for your life? You better act like you want something better. So we got to find out what better means. Better means benevolently good, or stronger, more powerful, better in strength, more excellent, more profitable, more favorable. Don't that sound good, y'all? You want to be stronger. You want to be greater. You want to be better at the things that you put your hand to. I want to be better in my pocket. Pastor, you keep talking about money a lot. Well, God wants us to have money. He wants everything that we put our hands to prosper. He wants our soul to be prosperous. He wants our spirit to be prosperous. Because when you get your soul and your spirit right and have it prosperous, then the blessings of God is just going to catch up with you automatically. So, well, We see here in the book of Hebrews, it's talking about, if you read it, it's always talking about the word better. Live with the word better. Meaning that God in the new covenant has given us something greater, more stronger and powerful than what the old covenant saints had. Pastor, well, you talked about this. We talked about this a little bit on Wednesday night, but I wanted to get etched in your spirit that you could obtain what God wants to give you. Are you hearing me? Because as I've learned and is continually to learn that you can know a particular thing, but there's different levels of knowing a particular thing. You may know that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But there can be another time when you read that scripture and God, he will begin to reveal to you in a greater and deeper measure what all that scripture is all about. So don't get the big head in here today and say, well, Pastor, I know this already. But I want to take you into a deeper level, a deeper dimension, and a deeper knowledge of what God wants to give to you. God has some great things that he wants to give to us, but we've allowed distractions of the past, allowed distractions even from your present circumstance to make you feel as though that God has forgotten about you and I cannot obtain what God has promised. But the Bible tells me that the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And when the word of God is sown into one's heart, there comes the wicked one to come and steal the seed. And the word seed is the word sperma. The seed goes in, but it has to connect with, in the natural, has to connect with the egg to make something come to birth. And don't you know the enemy, he does not want what God has spoken in your life to come to fruition. So he seeks to bring pressure. He seeks to bring confusion. Where there's confusion, there's every evil work. So you got to get it etched in your brain, the word of God, and let it sink down into your spirit and have faith in God. To believe whatever that he said according to the scripture, that's exactly what he means. But here comes the enemy. He comes to seek to steal the word from you. He seeks to steal it because he knows the potency and the power of God's word, because he was defeated by God's word on every score when he tempted Jesus Christ in the wilderness according to Matthew, the 4th chapter. He said, Jesus, he said, it is written. Then again, he said, it is written. Then again, he said, it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every single word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You need to believe God's word to obtain the blessing of the Lord. And it doesn't matter. See? The enemy have caused some of us to still be under or got your mind thinking that you're under the law of God. We got to understand now. The law of God was implemented for a specific reason. Pastor, I keep the Ten Commandments. I do this to get this. I do this to get that. I do this to get this. Now, in the old covenant, the promises of God were contingent upon the covenant. If you broke the covenant, you will be blessed. If you broke the covenant, you will be cursed. But if you obeyed, you will be blessed. But now, we as new covenant believers, you have to believe what Jesus Christ did for you. Believe in him. That's what causes you to be blessed. The Bible says that he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings already. So don't you know he's already blessed us already? But now we need to learn how. If it is possible, if how we can learn how to receive every single thing that God has promised unto us. See, a lot of people don't understand how richly God has blessed us already. But the enemy, he tries to make us believe that we have to work for our blessing. That you got to work hard to obtain God's favor. We have that in the book of Galatians. Where Paul, he said to the Galatians, who have bewitched you? Or who put you under the spell to make you feel like you got to go back and do the works of the law? You got to be circumcised to be blessed by God. This is what they were trying to bring them back into. But and see, people, when you're free, they want to keep you bound. When you're free in the Lord, they want to keep you bound and say, oh, you're supposed to do this. Oh, my God. Yes, you should have respect for God's house. But some people take it overboard. They measure your holiness by the way you dress. Oh, God. They measure your holiness by how much you tithe. They measure your holiness on how much money that you give to the church. But I came to tell you, our righteousness, mankind's righteousness is as filthy rags. I don't care what that you do. I don't care how much money that you give to the church. But Pastor, I'm doing good deeds. Yes, you're doing good deeds. But your righteousness, according to the scripture, is as filthy rags. This is why you cannot do anything to obtain favor of the Lord. This is why you need Jesus Christ, because he is the righteous one. So when God sees Jesus Christ in you, that makes you the righteousness of God. So you see how important Jesus Christ is in your life. There's a song, I haven't sung it yet, but I will in due time. Say, what more can he do? What more can he do? He has laid the foundation and opened up the way. What more can he do? He's already opened it up for you, but now it is up to you and believer of God to have faith in God's promises, the better promises of the new covenant. It is by faith in Jesus Christ that you receive every single thing that you're going to need in this life, because I came to tell you, God, he is setting the people up for a greater dimension of his power in the last days, because you are not under the law of God anymore. You are up under the law of the Spirit of Christ Jesus that makes you free from the law of sin and death. I'm not cursed anymore. I am blessed, and I'm going to walk in my blessing. I'm going to speak forth my blessing, because God has already spoken good concerning me and my family. But now I have to obtain and go on the word of God and find out what I already have. Oh, my God. I'm trying to hold this stuff for Bible class. I got some instruction from the Lord, but hallelujah, I'm trying. But this is why you must fight. If you want to reign, you must have to learn how to fight. Now, in the Old Testament, talked about it, it showed it here, said that the tabernacle was a shadow of things that was going to come forth in the New Testament. The Old Testament, a lot of things that have happened, like Moses, we went over this before, but when we read the Bible is full of war in the Old Covenant. That is a picture of what's going on in the realm of the Spirit. So now we as New Covenant saints, that's why the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in the higher places. You are not battling against, hallelujah, natural people. You're battling against spiritual forces. This is why we need to learn how to go into spiritual warfare to attack the forces of the devil with prayer, with fasting, with declaring and decreeing the word of God. And then that's when you're going to see some results. Folks manipulating you and playing with your emotions, that's the enemy. It's not them. They making me feel bad. They keep picking on me. That's the enemy just using them to mess with you. But you sitting there. Just as the Israelites was up under Pharaoh. He was whipping on them. Taskmasters. But they said, well, They got free for a little while, and then they said, well, we should have stayed in Egypt. Some of us like that on our job. You see, it is everywhere. The job, the manager is on your back. Pow! Beating on you. Pow! Come on. Hurry up! Get the work done! No kind of compassion, nothing. They just want the work done. And they will crush you. And then you got coworkers that will talk behind your back. Yeah. Smile on your face. Got a dagger in your back though. Yeah. And like, well, I'm just going to stay there. You know, they pay me a lot of money. But you're taking a beating. That's how it was in Egypt. And this world system is set up in such a way that it's arrayed against the saints of God. Don't you know that? This is why we're having a lot of problems obtaining our money, obtaining our blessing, obtaining our properties, because we are in a spiritual battle against spiritual forces. Got that woman manipulating you, or that man manipulating you? This is a spiritual thing. But Jesus gave us authority in the new covenant to overcome every single power of the wicked one. I'm trying to give you some information today. We need to understand this. When you read the Old Testament, get into the Spirit as you read it. Like, wow. Wow. Moses, he divided the Red Sea. I wish I could just speak to that chair and make it move over there. But you gotta get the spiritual significance, because it's a shadow of what was going to take place in the new covenant. So when you see them wars going on, when you read 1st, 2nd Samuel, Exodus, Leviticus, and those things like that, look at the spiritual significance of it. And then when you read the New Testament, be like, wow, this is what this was a type of or a shadow of, and it was fulfilled
in the new covenant. So you see those Egyptians typifying, Pharaoh typifying Satan, those taskmasters, demons that seek to beat you and to make you do things that you really don't want to do, imposing their will on yours, to push you and to make you do things that you don't really want to do, but you're not strong enough to stand up. This is why God had to send Moses in there to bring them out and to teach them and to give them the law of God. To teach them, to train them up to be warriors. But we in the new covenant, we have to do warfare like that in the spirit. I'm going to fight with the devil. He's stronger than I am. I'm going to pick a fight with the devil. This is what some people say. But Jesus Christ, he gave you authority over the devil. So why should you be afraid? Why should you be afraid, hallelujah, of the one that is under you? Jesus Christ, the Bible says, spoiled all principalities and powers and made a show of him openly, triumphing over him in it. That means that you're over the devil. But now you just got to take your rightful place using the name of Jesus Christ, using his word, flying in the power of the Spirit. And don't you know the enemy is afraid of you? You're not getting this message today. So there are going to be better days ahead. The reason why I know this is because God has already blessed us and he is going to begin to train us. He's given me a new assignment. He's given me a new assignment to train at a deeper level, that you will be able to walk in prosperity, that you will be able to walk in newness, that you'll be able to walk in the power of God. And this is what Moses did when he brought the children of Israel out of bondage in the way to bring them into the promised land. He came in there and opened up the way for them to be able to come out, go through the sea, and bring them to the promised land. How many of us want to go to the promised land in your life? I'm talking about really want to go to the promised land. I'm talking about you really want to possess every single thing that God has for you. And I came to tell you that it's going to happen for you. It's going to be available for you. But you got to believe it. Do you believe it? Do you believe that you can have healing in your body? Do you believe, hallelujah, that you can lay hands on the sick and they are going to recover because you said so in Jesus' name? Do you believe that? Do you really believe that? Because this is where the Lord wants to bring us into that level, not just talking about it, but being about it and demonstrating the power of God in the earth. This is why you have to know who you are. This is why you have to know how you are made. Your spirit, soul, and body. So the Spirit of God can flow to the soul and control your body. Yes. And the Lord, in these days that are going to be better, he's going to prepare you. And when God prepares a man or a woman to possess, he's going to have to condition your spirit. Meaning that your flesh is going to have to die. Because if your flesh or the flesh is in the way, how are you going to hear from God? How are you going to hear the clear voice of the Lord if you still got a Jezebel spirit? How are you going to hear God's voice if you still got so much pride in you? How are you going to flow in the gifts or the anointing of God where you have obtained an education in the world and you got the big head. He said, well, God can use somebody like me because I got an education. God is going to have to break that mentality to humble you. So when he begins to deal with you, don't fight it. Just submit to it. Because he wants to bring his church to a level where we can walk in blessing. Where we can walk in blessing consistently. And don't you know this is what the new covenant is all about? Blessing. Bringing them into blessing. Jesus, he blessed us already and he wants to bring you into spiritual blessings as well as natural blessings. Are y'all enjoying this message today? Let me read you this scripture. Galatians, the 4th chapter. And it says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but are under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of this world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman. Interesting. Made under the law to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive adoption as sons. What is that saying here? The Bible tells us that the law was instituted because of transgression. How would anybody know what was sin was if the law wasn't instituted? So the law was instituted, set in motion. God gave it to Moses because of transgression or sin. But we have to know this, that God sent Jesus Christ. And let me back up. The law, the Bible says, was a schoolmaster. What is a schoolmaster? A schoolmaster is somebody who would, a slave that would take their master's children to school. A schoolmaster is a tutor. So what the law was just like a car to bring us to Christ. A schoolmaster. The law was to show us our sin, because don't you know that nobody could obey the law of God? Nobody. Nobody. I don't care how good you try to bend through your life. You stole something. You lied. Look down the street and said, oh, look at that there. You cannot keep the law. So that $5 on somebody's desk at your workplace, you stole it. You stole a pen. You stole it. You broke one of God's laws, so you were guilty. So this is why Jesus Christ had to come and establish a better covenant. Because if you was up under that, you would be up under judgment and damnation constantly because you broke it. But this is why Jesus Christ is so important. Gave us better promises. Better. You're in a better position now than where you were before outside of Christ. But now you got to start receiving that thing. You got to start walking in it. Walking in your health. Walking in your anointing. Walking in the better promises that he has provided for you. You don't have to go and sacrifice no animals. You don't have to do witchcraft to get what you want. See, people don't know. That's why they're doing the things that they're doing now. I gotta go and spill some blood. I gotta go and sacrifice pigs and do that Santeria stuff. But no, you don't. You don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to get a rabbit's foot and put it in your pocket as a good luck charm. You don't have to do that anymore. Swing around. You don't have to read the horoscope. If you want to know your future, God is your future. That's why people, and we say, well, people are searching after God in many different ways. No, they're not. They're searching to fix a problem. But the Lord is the answer to every single problem that you have in your life. Things are going to get better for you. But it's according to your faith. Do you believe it? Do you believe this word today? For there are better days ahead because of the promises of God. But you gotta believe. Don't believe what you see. Believe the word of God. When you believe the word of God, you're gonna keep speaking it no matter what you see. I don't have the building that I want right now, but I believe God what he said. This is how I'm able to keep going because I believe. I believe and I'm going to keep speaking it until it comes into my hand, into fruition. And if you want the building, if you want whatever God has said, you got to believe it and keep speaking it. This is why we must pray. This is why we must know the word. This is why we must got to keep speaking it prophetically. Binding the powers of darkness. If the devil is in your neighbor, I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Because the devil comes to church too. You got to learn the principles. God works in mysterious ways. Wait. No. We say this. But it's time to start knowing how God works. God works in mysterious ways. You need to learn how God works. He's going to work in your favor through faith. Know what God is going to do. Yeah, sometimes he don't reveal the whole picture to you, but he'll give you a prophetic word. He'll give you an insight to a little tidbit of what he wants to do. But you got to have faith continuously. And it blew my mind. Lord, can I say this, Lord? He said no. But I'm going to say this. When God gives you a revelation or gives you a vision, he don't give you the whole picture. And I will say this, concerning this ministry, he gave me a tidbit. No members class, we got the bylaws, and we got everything laid out. Blah, blah, blah. But he has been showing me it is more to what this ministry, and he just gave it to me. It's more to what he is going to begin
to do. So I said, Lord, what? Some things I'm just eliminating now for the betterment of your life, for the betterment of Freedom Ministries. And it's not my doing. I've got instruction to do it. And it just blew my mind. And I saw some papers just being ripped up. It's a real head scratcher, huh? My Lord, was I wrong? No. You said that was just a tidbit. One phase. But now it's going into another phase. Are you ready to go into that other phase? Because you're about to step in to better, says the Lord. You're about to step into something greater. Yes. You are going to step in something greater, and it started on yesterday, says the Lord. It started on yesterday, but we got to be in unity about what God is speaking. You got to be in unity about what God is speaking. You have to be in unity about what God is speaking right now. There's a new assignment for you. There's a new assignment for me. And you're going to begin to see it unfold this year. Amen. This year. This year you're going to begin, but you got to be in unity. Have all things common. Not doing it your way, doing it God's way. Just as an arrow in the Lord's hand. And he's ready to shoot us forth into the better. Into the better. Into the better. It's time for fullness, y'all. It's time for fullness. It's time for fullness. It's time for fullness to be stronger, to obtain what God wants to place in your life. Stand to your feet. There are better days ahead.